letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series.
Previously on Star Trek Discovery.
This is not our universe.
We are in a parallel universe, one governed by the Terran Empire. They're ruled by a faceless emperor with absolute authority. Most places and ships we know from our universe exist here.
The same goes for people.
You mean we could literally meet another version of ourselves?
Lieutenant Stamets is non-responsive.
There's no way he can get back into that reaction cube. It's contained for his own safety, and his adrenals are spiking uncontrollably.
Subtitles.
Speak your name. Book, son of none.
Closing in on the cockpit.
Tyler's head slams to the side.
It happened again. Flashes of memory. Worse this time.
It appears that the Klingons have transformed you.
Into what?
You're not you.
Tyler twists Culber's neck and drops him to the ground.
We're not the first ship from our universe to find ourselves here. USS Defiant. We find out how it did make it over. Could be our way home. Captain Burnham will be returning to the Shenzhou with me as bounty.
Whatever you do.
Burnham and Connor fight in the Shenzhou's turbo lift.
Whatever this place makes you do.
Burnham stabs Connor.
Whatever happens to you, or me, however we change, I'm here to protect you.
The Shenzhou's crew applauds Burnham. Cut to black. The Discovery drifts among shipwreckage in a purple and blue cloud. Lights flicker in a hallway. A woman in a Starfleet uniform welds a bulkhead.
Harrington Engineering. I'm still working on that electrical malfunction on Deck 12.
Acknowledge. Deck 11, Section 6 is reporting the same problem.
I think I've got that bulkhead operational.
Understood. Make sure manual controls are routed through the emergency operational systems.
Forrest.
Hold on a minute.
Forrest.
The woman walks down the hall.
Forrest. The forest is dark, but I can see him through the trees.
Stamets sits in a corner in gray medical clothes.
The trees.
Holding Culber's body and rocking him.
The trees.
On the ISS Shenzhou. Golden sunlight reflects off the captain's quarters windows.
I can't rest here. Not really. My eyes open, and it's like waking from the worst nightmare I could imagine.
Burnham sits up in bed.
Even the light is different.
She walks to the window.
Cosmos has lost its brilliance. And everywhere I turn, there's fear.
Saru, in gray clothes, walks in and bows.
Captain, I have come to perform your daily ablutions.
She tilts her head.
What is your name?
A slave has no name.
He lowers his head.
It's been 2 days.
He removes her robe.
But they're already inside my head.
Offers her his hand.
Every moment is a test.
And leads her into the bath. He scrubs her fingernails as she soaks. Steam rises around her.
Can you bury your heart?
He massages her shoulders.
Can you hide your decency?
He fastens her belt around her imperial uniform.
Can you continue to pretend to be one of them?
He puts his hands on her shoulders.
Even as little by little, it kills the person you really are.
She nods to him. He bows. In the transporter room.
You are all guilty of malicious thoughts against your emperor. By order of the sovereign Terran Empire, I hereby sentence you to death.
Energizing.
The prisoners are transported into space. Their last breaths escape their mouths. They freeze, floating.
Continue to study their ways, read all that I can. It's getting easier to pass. Which is exactly what I feared the most.
You can never be one of them.
We're all human here. We all start out with the same drives, the same needs. Maybe none of us, no matter what world we're from, really know what darkness is waiting inside.
She lies against Tyler's naked chest.
Thank you for this. You remind me of everything good. Of what I want my world to look like.
My first year at the Academy, I was terrified of open space. I could fly anything, no sweat. But I dreaded putting on that suit. Until I remembered the tether. They're mandatory the first few times a cadet goes out in EV, and they link you back to what you know, what you love. Help you stay strong even as you're headed out into that terrifying abyss. And that's you. You're my tether. You bring me back. You did it before we were stranded in this place, and you're still doing it now.
He kisses her. Saru carries a tray.
We're done here.
Tyler scrambles out of bed. Saru wears a cuff on his ankle. He backs away from the tray, his head lowered.
Go check on my prisoner.
Tyler dons clothing and walks out.
This looks good, Saru.
Saru looks up.
I'm gonna call you Saru, in honor of a respected friend.
Yes, Captain.
He exits.
Incoming transmission from the ISS Discovery. Captain Tilly, Sylvia.
Burnham grabs her robe. She takes out a disc from under her mattress.
Computer, accept transmission.
Is this a secure channel?
Low band, zero traffic. I'm alone, Tilly.
I have Mr. Saru.
Hang in there, friend.
Is your status unchanged?
Yes, sir. I've accessed the classified files, but the data's too massive to decipher from here. The Terran firewall is impenetrable, and I'm unable to transmit intel off-ship without being detected.
An oppressive regime is by nature a fearful regime, but I'm afraid you must devise a workaround. The data concerning the USS Defiant's entry into this realm is our last best hope at forming our own plan of escape.
So I take it Lieutenant Stamets' condition hasn't improved.
I'm afraid not.
I will find a way.
One last question. Immaterial to the mission. My kind are few in our universe. I had hoped. Have you encountered any Kelpians on board?
No, I haven't, Saru. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. It was merely a personal curiosity. Stay safe, Michael. And be wary.
On the Discovery, in sickbay.
Culbert was her friend and colleague. She deserves to know the truth.
The news that we are dealing with an intravessel homicide would distract Burnham from her vital mission. The circumstances surrounding Dr. Culbert's death are difficult to process, even for me.
Tilly turns. Saru follows her gaze.
I hate seeing him like this.
Stamets lies strapped to a biobed.
If Lieutenant Stamets killed Culbert, he may be a danger to all of us.
He only escaped because the containment field was disabled. Culbert probably lowered it himself. Who could stand to see the person they love in a cage?
Perhaps that was his fatal error.
Stamets didn't kill anyone.
Are you suggesting there's a murderer running free on our ship?
No, I'm saying that this is not Paul Stamets.
Tilly grabs a tablet. A brain appears on the monitor above his head, red spikes highlighted.
I've analyzed the scans of his neurological function. The hyperactivity of the white matter within his brain has increased at an alarming rate. It's redirected blood flow almost exclusively to the frontal polar cortex.
Rendering all other segments of the brain essentially non-functional.
This wasn't a murder. This was an unfortunate consequence of an addled mind trying to reach beyond a cloud of confusion. We are losing him, Commander, and fast.
The Lieutenant's health is in the hands of our medical officers.
Medicine isn't working. This is a spore issue, which means no one is more qualified to treat him than I am. Please? Let me bring him back.
Saru turns to Stamets. Stamets' milky eyes stare straight ahead. On the Shinjo, Burnham sits in the captain's chair.
In engineering, the aft outboard engine increased power to short range thrust. Rerouting.
I've got it crew on deck 12.
Incoming hail. Captain Maddox of the Imperial flagship seeks an audience.
Acknowledge.
Michael Burnham in the flesh.
And it's true. The Emperor will be pleased.
Not as pleased as I am to have reclaimed what's mine.
I'm sure.
The Emperor has a mission.
Your first dip back into the fray.
I'm more than up for the challenge.
Imperial intelligence has uncovered the location of the Firewolf.
The Klingon leader of the Resistance.
The one who's been marching these witless alien insurgents through their inevitable deaths.
His base is located on Harlac. I'm sending you the coordinates now.
Your mission is simple.
Terran General Order 4. Any exotic species deemed a threat to the Imperial supremacy will be extinguished without prejudice.
Kill them all. The Emperor commands it.
She stares at the spot where his hologram vanished.
Tactical prep photon torpedoes for launch.
Do not anticipate me, number one.
Captain, we have our orders.
No. I have my orders. You've all grown soft in my absence. You think it was easy tracking Lorca to the edges of the galaxy, bringing him back here alive? We could kill the Firewolf and his followers and lay waste to their operation from above. Or we could get our hands dirty. Prep a landing party. I'll infiltrate the Rebel base myself. And return with the intel we need to bury the Resistance once and for all.
The bridge crew turn back to their consoles. Detmer frowns, locks eyes with Burnham, nods, and looks away. Burnham marches from the bridge. Designs for the saucer section of a starship are sketched out. Starring Sonequa Martin-Green, the body and warp drives are added. Doug Jones. It becomes three-dimensional. Shahzad Latif. Details are added. Anthony Rapp. Mary Wiseman. The drawing flies over a planet's surface. And Jason Isaacs. The bottom of a face. An eye looks at a spinning sphere. Casting by Marjorie Simpkin, CSA. Orly Sidowitz, CSA. Sketches of a spacesuit. Music and theme by Jeff Rousseau. Costume designer, Gersha Phillips. Visual effects supervisor, Jason Zimmerman. Edited by Scott Gamzum, ACE. Production designer, Tamara Deverell. Director of Photography, Glenn Keenan, CSC. Consulting Producer, Nicholas Mayer. Consulting Producer, Craig Sweeney. Executive Producer, Brian Fuller. Executive Producers, Eugene Roddenberry, Trevor Roth. Executive Producer, Akiva Goldsman. Executive Producer, Heather Caden. Executive Producers, Gretchen J. Berg, Aaron Harberts. Executive Producer, Alex Kurtzman. Star Trek Discovery, based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Written by Lisa Randolph. Directed by TJ Scott.
You have to do it.
In the Shinjo's brig.
Give the order. You have to wipe them out.
But I can't send hundreds of rebels to their death to save myself.
What about your crew? Federation? Our universe? Be massacred by Klingons. Sometimes the end justifies terrible means.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
He nods.
I fear that your suffering has influenced your judgment. I will find a way to get what we need to Discovery. But in the meantime, lives are hanging on my command, here and at home. And this rebellion against the Terrans, it's an unshakable union of species. Klingons, Vulcans, Andorians, Tellarites, it's the closest to a federation this universe may ever see.
What's your point?
My point is that a Klingon leads the Alliance. A Klingon. They rally behind him. If we can walk away from this, with the means to successfully negotiate with the Klingon race, that's real hope for finding peace at home. Please, sir, I no longer have my pips, but I'm still Starfleet. Don't force me to slaughter this coalition of hope.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not seeing things clearly. No landing party. You insist that you and Tyler beam down alone. I can't risk your true agenda being exposed. Hurry back, please.
She nods. On Discovery, in the spore chamber, Stamets sits with his arm implants braced on the armrests.
He called me Captain. I didn't think much of it at first, save that it had a pretty sweet ring to it. But then we came here into this universe where I am Captain.
You hypothesized that Mr. Stamets began receiving glimpses of this alternate plane that preceded our physical arrival.
Yes. This scan represents the tardigrade's neural activity when he first came to us. Do you see this?
Micropatterns in the frontopolar cortex. Some sort of undetermined and seemingly ancillary activity.
Neurons firing nowhere, or so we thought at the time.
She pulls up a new image.
This is Stamets today. The micro patterns are a symptom of mycelial travel, but what we hadn't considered then was that they could also be a neuronal link, a kind of internal transdimensional portal to this universe, or theoretically any dimension accessible via the network.
And now that segment of the brain is consuming all of the organ's resources to keep the portal open.
We need to restore function to the entire brain, like this. And what organism can symbiotically contribute to the health of its host?
She pulls out a canister.
Spores.
She empties them into the chamber.
Stamets is inside the network. In order to reclaim his lost neural function, we need to put the network inside him.
Proceed, cadet.
Ports on Stamets' head and neck glow. Sparks shoot out from them. He twitches on the chair. Spores float around him. Tilly watches.
Think about this.
On the Shinjo.
You're gonna get yourself killed.
Better dead than one of them.
She grabs Tyler's hand briefly.
Just follow my lead.
They march into the transporter room and step onto the transporter pads. She glances at him. They raise their phasers.
Energize.
They beam onto a rocky blue planet. Fog drifts over them. A structure sits atop a mountain.
The rebel encampment is 500 meters from this point.
Why can't we see anything?
Because they don't want you to.
They duck. Vulcans and other non-humans take aim from hillsides as they scramble from the fire.
No, no, no. So then we're the enemy. If we fire back, it only confirms that.
They have us pinned down.
I have a plan, Tyler. Hand me your phaser.
Tyler hands her his phaser. She points their phasers in the air. Tyler lifts his hands and stands behind her. She steps forward and places the phasers on the ground, lifting her hands up.
I seek an audience with the one you call the Fire Wolf.
An Andorian holding an energy rifle walks toward them.
We come in peace. Against the orders of our Emperor, we come to deliver a message. A warning.
The Andorian gestures to a boar-faced Tellarite. He runs forward and grabs the phasers.
With me.
The Andorian and fellow aliens grab Burnham and Tyler. They trek across the land over a narrow, muddy bridge across a shallow lake.
This is how the Fire Wolf kept the base secret for nearly 2 years.
They walk past fires and into a tent. A fan turns behind Burnham as she sits at a table. Tyler stands guard behind her. She rises. Volk joins them.
You are the Fire Wolf.
We finally meet. I am Volk, son of none.
Tyler gasps.
My spies had told me you were dead. I must admit, I rejoiced at this news.
The old Michael Burnham is dead.
Tyler backs away.
I'm the new Michael Burnham. The one who's betraying her kind, risking her life to save you.
The new Michael Burnham. Are you not the butcher of the binary stars?
There are two sides to every battle.
With a single savage order, you executed thousands of my kind. Establishing yourself as the figurehead of Terran cruelty. Do you deny those actions?
I cannot. But it is not who I want to be, not anymore.
Then I am happy to relieve you of your
existence. I understand your urge to fight.
The only way that you can see me, determine my true intentions. But I do swear to you, every moment that we square off wastes precious time.
The Emperor has discovered your location. I had orders to enter Harlech's orbit and destroy your base.
Try it. The Resistance will fight to the death.
I think we can help each other.
I want something from you. And in return, I will save your followers and ensure the longevity of your Resistance.
Your Emperor would never sanction such an act of mercy.
No. But my Emperor will be satisfied when I strafe Harlech with photon torpedoes. Following the safe evacuation of your people.
I cannot place their lives in human hands, not without absolute certainty. Bring out the Prophet!
Burnham sits up. A bearded Sarek walks in.
Master Sarek sees all. His wisdom pierces minds. If you truly come in peace, he will find it in your heart.
Sarek stares at Burnham. He stalks toward her. She looks up at him. He places his fingers on her face.
My mind to your mind. My thoughts to your thoughts.
Flashes. Sarek places his hands on young Burnham's face in the Vulcan Academy.
My mind to your mind. My thoughts to your thoughts.
Flashes. She looks at him in her testing bubble. Flashes. Amanda hands Burnham Alice in Wonderland.
You've proven that you're as accomplished as any Vulcan, which is gonna serve you well. As long as you never forget that you're human too.
Burnham stands at her court-martial panel.
The charge of mutiny. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Flashes. Bearded Sarek opens his eyes.
How can it be?
Sarek! What do you see?
I see a world bursting with potential, a child molded by wisdom and a seemingly impossible depth of human compassion.
She means us no harm.
The Prophet deems your motives to be pure. Then even I am not headstrong enough to warn you. Prepare to evacuate. Leave no trace of prying Terran eyes.
Wait. I told you I wanted something in return.
And you have earned that right.
You lead this group of vastly different species. A Klingon, whose pride of honor is eternally fused with his identity as a warrior. Stand side by side with a Vulcan. Who cannot possibly comprehend his need for aggressive emotional expression. And a willful Andorian looks to you not with hostility, but with allegiance. I need to know how. How have you come to compromise and embrace each other?
Tyler glances aside. He stares off.
The light of Kalish guides me in all things.
Flashes.
Kalish, together under one creed.
What's up?
But the light of Kalish demands that you honor the ways of your race. Yet here you are, speaking in a foreign language, placing your faith in the cultural customs of others.
I am here. I have survived, only on the shoulders of my comrades.
Our purity is a threat to them. They wish to drag us into the muck where humans, Vulcans, Tellarites, and filthy Andorians mix.
The humans seek Klingon extinction. They have denied us our rituals, our language. That is why I fight.
The Terrans will not stop until all of their enemies are destroyed.
And a Terran enemy is a Klingon friend.
So you are united by the common adversary. But does that union not contradict your drive to defend the Klingon honor at all costs?
Klingons stand together and strong. It is only with our own houses in order that we can begin to invite others in.
My house is bonded by a single doctrine. Remain Klingon. Remain Klingon or die.
Tyler, no!
Tyler grabs a batleth. He swings at Volk.
Tyler! Stop!
Volk swings back.
Who are you? How do you speak our forgotten tongue?
Volk kicks Tyler. Tyler falls back. He rises, swinging a punch at Volk's face.
No! No!
Burnham runs toward the fight. Tyler headbutts Volk. Volk spins Tyler around and holds a blade to his throat. Volk slams an elbow into Tyler and throws him to the ground. He throws his blade into the ground next to Tyler.
So the darkness of a Terran soul can now suppress the powers of a Vulcan mind meld?
No! My guard has attacked you against my orders.
You dishonor yourselves, even in death!
No!
Wait! I told you Captain Burnham meant us no harm. I stand by that assessment.
Impossible. Her man tried to assassinate the Firewolf.
I do not claim to understand the logic behind his motives, but hers are pure. She is an outsider. Like us, she seeks escape from this world to reclaim hope, equality, peace. It is only in sparing her life that we too will see the fight of another day.
Tell me what needs to be done. Then be gone.
You have 1 hour to flee with your lives. A ship waits in Harlech's orbit, but I do need to prove that my mission here was successful.
Tyler rolls to his side.
Shukar!
The Andorian turns to a console. A crystal drops from it. He hands the crystal to Burnham.
The location of each of the rebel listening stations within this quadrant. By the time your crew have deciphered our code, we will have rendered the intel inactionable.
She nods. Volk lifts Tyler, pushes Tyler away. A Klingon hands Burnham their phasers.
Thank you for your wisdom.
I will thank you only after we reach safety.
Tyler hangs his head as they exit. Burnham looks back at Sarek.
Burnham and Shenzhou, two to transport.
Detmer and the crew pound their chests and raise their hands.
Have it analyzed immediately. It contains the data we need to bring the rebellion to its knees. Tell Tactical now is the time to prep those torpedoes. But I'll give the order to fire weapons at my discretion.
My apologies, Captain.
I'll be in quarters. Tyler, you're with me.
In the spore chamber.
The laser photon emissions are comprised entirely of exotic matter found in the mycelial plane. Now, when that matter integrates with Stamets' own neural materials, it should restore his cognitive function.
Scientist saved by his own specimens.
The veins and muscles of the universe. Fungi are the only organism with the biological aptitude to link death with life.
His heart rate is accelerating.
That is an expected side effect. That big brain of his is doing some heavy lifting. Okay, there. The neural patterns in the temporal lobe are returning to baseline. It's working.
Remarkable. Your comprehension of the astromycology behind Mr. Stamets' findings is... Well, I'm impressed.
Enough that you'll recommend me for the command training program?
Enough that if we ever find our way back to a universe that has a command training program, I will consider it. Heart rate is dropping again. He can't sustain this level of exertion.
We're nearly there.
Come on, Stamets, come on.
Tilly taps on a tablet. Stamets' head rocks back and forth.
Redirecting the brain's resources has affected the autonomic nervous system function.
This is your captain. We need emergency medical assistance and engineering.
No. I'm administering something to restart his heart. If we disengage him from the network now, we will lose him altogether.
We already have. Please step back.
Two medical officers walk in.
Saru, order them to stand down.
Saru looks from Tilly to the chamber.
Computer, request emergency reaction cube access.
Access granted.
Clear.
The officers put pads on Stamets' chest. Stamets' body jolts.
Again.
Tilly stares into the chamber.
And again.
On the Shenzhou.
Tell me the truth. Right now. What is happening to
Michael,
you?
Michael, please.
I have had your back. I've saved your life. Loved you. You didn't just jeopardize me. You jeopardized our mission. Our entire crew back on Discovery.
Captain warned us that we'd be forced to do things out of our nature to survive.
No! We were surviving. It was under control. And this erratic behavior, it's not because of this new universe. I saw it on board the Klingon flagship.
Stop, please stop.
In the worker bee, when you could barely complete a simple mission, you said I was your tether. I need one too. What are you hiding from me?
Flashes. A naked Klingon body writhes. Laurel sits up.
I feel something for her.
Well, a reverence, an allegiance, maybe an affection. And when she speaks, I'm forced to listen, and her words, they tell me who I am.
Burnham backs away.
Whom do we seek?
Tyler's head snaps up.
Kalis.
She brainwashed you. She wanted a spy aboard Discovery.
More than that. More than just mind games. More than torture.
Flashes. Klingon blades drift with red blood. Tyler's back arches.
There are masses of scar tissue surrounding all of your organs. They opened up your limbs. As far as I'm concerned, you're not you.
Tyler twists Culber's head. A blade digs into Tyler's flesh. Blood wells. Tyler's bloody face looks up at Laurel. Scans of Volk's body.
They reduced the Klingon body to human. I don't think I'm asked Tyler Starfleet Lieutenant. Not really, not anymore.
You're not making sense.
I feel him inside me. His thoughts, his pain, his rage. I tried to shut her out when Lamarel spoke the call. I resisted by thinking of you, the one I want to be human for. I love.
He grabs her face and presses his forehead to hers.
I tried, Michael.
His head snaps back, flashes. Volk stares, mouth agape. In Burnham's quarters, Tyler stumbles back.
But then I saw him. Face to face. Down on that planet. And I couldn't fight it anymore. I remember now. I remember it all.
He rolls his neck.
We needed to infiltrate your ship. Learn your secrets. You were willing to betray your captain to protect your people. I sacrificed my body and mind to protect mine. I have the human's face, but inside I remain Klingon.
Klingon?
I remain Volk, son of none, the torchbearer.
No. You're Ash Tyler. We're gonna get back to Discovery and sit with Dr. Culber. And he's gonna
help you. Dr. Culber saw past this feeble body into the heart and mind of a warrior. Which is why I killed him.
What?
She backs away.
Unnecessary casualty.
I need to contact Saru.
He steps toward her. She raises her phaser.
I don't want to use this. I will.
Flashes. A blast hits Takuvma. Burnham holds her phaser on him. Tyler narrows his eyes at her.
You killed my lord.
Your lord?
Kugma was a beacon, a messiah to unite us, deliver our race to dominance over a submissive galaxy.
They circle each other.
I bet the humans hail your bravery. Did they praise you after you martyred his name?
You lost your mind.
Volk squeezes Burnham's head.
You fought like a coward. Scratched at my eyes. But you could not blind me to the truth.
I didn't testify to that. It's you. You were there. On that bridge.
I failed to cover that day.
He pushes forward, throwing her phaser aside and grabbing her throat.
I won't fail him again.
I end you in Takuvma's name.
A long hand throws Tyler aside.
You made an attempt on the captain's life.
Two guards run in. Tyler pushes one guard. The guards shock him. Saru stands by Burnham.
Captain?
I'm fine.
Understood. I'll alert the transporter room. Officer Tyler's swift execution will send a valuable message to the crew. I know that you valued his service, but Terran law is binding.
Of course. So ordered, number one.
On Discovery, Tilly stands outside the spore chamber looking in on Stamets.
I'm so sorry. I hope wherever you are, he's with you.
Stamets' head jerks left. She runs to a display. A brain lights up, red integrated with white. She goes back to the chamber and puts her hand on the wall, looking in. Stamets twitches. A plume of spores lights up inside the chamber. Brightly colored fungal structures light up in a multicolored forest. Stamets stands within it.
Hello, Paul. Ready to get to work? I so hoped you would find your way.
He smiles at a second Stamets. On the Shinjo. Burnham follows Detmer through a corridor.
Officer Ash Tyler, you are guilty of the attempted murder of an Imperial captain. By order of the Sovereign Terran Empire, I hereby sentence you to death. Your prisoner, Captain.
Burnham walks to Tyler on the transporter platform.
You have anything to say for yourself?
Kalis, give me the light to see forever.
She punches him in the stomach and walks away. Detmer nods to the transporter operator.
Wait.
Burnham walks to the transporter console.
This one dies by my own hand. Have Lorca delivered to my ready room. I'd like to soothe the blow of Mr. Tyler's betrayal with a private interrogation.
Burnham strides from the transporter room. Tyler grimaces in space. His skin freezes. A transporter beam grabs him. In the Discovery's transporter room, Saru glares at him.
You should have let me die. With honor.
No. We are stranded in a cruel anarchic world, but we are still Starfleet. And we still live and die by Federation law, no matter how heinous your crimes. And if she had...
Saru takes the disc from Tyler's holster.
Burnham's mission aboard the Shenzhou would remain incomplete. The Terran Empire's classified data on the USS Defiant. Our key to finding a way home.
Lieutenant Ash Tyler, as acting captain of the USS Discovery, I hereby remand you to the brig to await tribunal.
Two crew members march Tyler out of the transporter room. On the Shinjo.
We need to leave this place.
Not yet.
time.
But my mission was successful.
And what if Commander Saru can't isolate the data? What if the route that defined took is not available to us? Where would we run to if we were exposed before the entire Terran fleet?
Burnham sits.
Look, I know this is hard for you. I know you'd come to care for Tyler.
I don't think I can survive this place alone.
You're not alone, Michael.
Lorca puts his hand on hers.
We will survive this place together.
Captain, we're detecting a massive power signature within orbit. It seems another vessel is targeting Harlac.
The rebels haven't completed their evacuation. Grab Lorca.
All right, Captain.
Who is it? Why can't we see them? Hail the commanding officer, tell them to retreat. Now!
Photon torpedoes rain down on Harlac.
Coming transmission. It's the Emperor.
Giorgio appears. The crew salute. Burnham's jaw drops.
Captain Michael Burnham, you've been away too long. Though I can't say the same for your prisoner. I do not appreciate having to walk my way across the quadrant to clean up your untended mess. When I give an order, I do not expect to be ignored. Don't you bow before your Emperor?
Burnham pounds her fist to her chest. She bows. Lorca looks down. Burnham rises and stares ahead. Associate producer, Dana N. Wilson. Guest starring, Wilson Cruz, James Frayne, and Michelle Yeoh. Sound designer, Tim Farrell. Secret Hideout, Roddenberry Entertainment, Living Dead Guy, CBS All Access Originals, CBS Television Studios.